Okay, my mother will be along in just a couple minutes, I think. It might be a good idea if I were to let you know what to expect. So, like I told you, she's pretty protective of me. She's a lot better than she used to be, but she still doesn't tend to trust new people in my life. Oh, don't worry. She'll probably be a little suspicious of you right off the bat, but it won't be too hard to make a good impression on her. I think just be yourself, and I'm sure she'll get comfortable with you. And if worse comes to worse, don't stress about it. I decided to make you mine on my own. Her opinion won't change my mind. Oh, also, you should know that her personality is rather, how would you describe it? Straightforward, I suppose. She can be pretty blunt about what she's thinking. Oh, but I don't mean to worry you. She's not mean or anything. She's just really honest. I really do love her with all of my heart. And she loves me too. She's a good woman, and I'm confident you two will be able to get along. Oh, that's her. All right, here goes. Oh, don't forget to smile when you greet her. Mother, I'm so glad you could come.
Oh, my darling child, it's been far, far too long.
Oh, it's only been a couple of weeks.
And that's too long. How is a mother supposed to keep tabs on a child with so little contact? You know, Tarion visits at least twice a week.
Mother, we talked about this.
I'm only joking, of course. Well, mostly. I welcome more visits, but I know you're very independent, just like your father. It's a wonderful trait to have.
Thank you. Moving on, Mother, I'd like you to
So, how
meet.
you been doing, dear? Are you eating enough? Don't forget those lovely scales of yours needs lots of nutrients to maintain their sheen. I brought some fresh vegetables for you. They'll give you a nice shine. It's good for your hair, too.
Oh, thank you. As I was saying, this
Oh, by the
is.
way, your father and I are getting a new dining room table. Do you want our old one? I'm not certain whether it fits the rest of your decor, but it's a nice piece.
Mother, you're doing this on purpose. I can tell.
Just running a little test, dear. You've courted people with fragile egos before, so I want to make sure this one doesn't throw a fit when they're not in the center of attention. Hello there, I'm Gloria. You're my child's latest distraction, correct? It's lovely to meet you. Remind me of your name? Yes, that's right. An unusual name. Where does it come from? Quite human-dominated area, isn't it?
I see where this is going. Before you ask, Mother, I can assure you that they are perfectly comfortable around half-humans. That's actually what made them stand out to me when we first met. They didn't try to avoid the subject of my lineage or make a big deal about it.
Oh, I'm certain of that. I'm sure you learned your lesson after the whole mess with the first person you fancied. I'm curious about their family. Are you sure that there won't be any issues when you meet them?
Well, we were talking earlier about a cousin who has concerns about me, but that's.
Just as I feared. You know, sometimes it's just as important to consider your compatibility with a person's family as it is with them. As I understand it, you care for my child quite a great deal, don't you? Have you considered whether a relationship is actually the best decision for the both of you, though? Perhaps this is something that mostly benefits you. After all, a librarian in the Imperial Library is paid fairly well and receives some special government perks. You'd hardly be the first one to try and marry into privilege. Can I be certain of your intentions are genuine?
Good grief. If I had known you were going to be like this, I wouldn't have. No, sweetie. You don't have to put up with her questions. I'll. Well, if you're sure.
Well, you're willing to face a difficult question without flinching. That's impressive. So what's your answer? Oh, that's actually rather well put. I'm not sure if I can say it for certain yet that I can trust you with my dear child, but I think I may not have given you the credit that is due to you. I was told you were intelligent, but I wasn't certain how true it was until now. But you know, I didn't just come here to question you. I was also wanting to hear about you and what you think of them, my child.
Oh, me? Well, I've already told you, haven't I? They triggered my hoarding instinct. That means I really, really like them. And I want to keep them close.
That's not exactly what I meant. What's your opinions on them? What are they like to you?
Oh, let's see. I did say how intelligent and well-read they are. Always reading. Always learning new things. I've never come across a subject they weren't interested in learning more about. But there's more than just that. When we're together, everything feels simpler. My life gets so complicated sometimes, but whenever we talk, in that moment, it all feels easy. They don't worry about things that don't really matter, and they're so patient. They really mean the world to me.
Well, I suppose it's difficult to argue with such a glowing endorsement. You're not the first person my child has fallen for, but may very well be the first one to really have something to offer in return. Heaven knows a dragon blood needs very patient and understanding significant other. I might have also asked all that to get all those feelings out into the open. My child is a very loving person, but also relies a bit too much on subtlety. Let me guess, that's the first time you heard all those things spoken out loud.
I guess I never really told you any of that before, did I? I'm sorry. I should know by now that you need things like that to be communicated clearly to you. Thank you, Mother. I guess you still know me really well, even after all these years.
Well, of course I do, dear. Don't forget how much you mean to me. You're my treasure just as much as this one is yours.
So, what do you think about them? About us being together?
Well, I still have some lingering inhibitions about it, but I'm sure it's just the hoarding instinct. I'm satisfied that you two are a good match. And more importantly, I feel confident that they won't come between you and I, dear.
That's a relief. You know, I'd keep seeing them no matter what you said, but I would hate to have to deal with that all the same.
I'm relieved as well. You deserve the best, dear, and it seems you've found someone close to it. And as for you, thank you for putting up with me. I'm aware that I can be overbearing, but you've experienced what hoarding instinct can do to a dragon-blooded firsthand. You really do seem to be quite understanding and patient. Please treat my child well. It takes extraordinary amount of trust to place them in someone else's hands. But I'll do so now. If you ever need anything, you can feel free to come to me about it. I have a few powerful friends, so I can create many opportunities for you, especially if it benefits my child as well. I'm sure that right now I'm seeing him a bit chilly, but I assure you I will become more approachable as time goes by. Well, I suppose I've done everything I came to do. I'll give you two some space, but please do visit soon. Both of you. Ta-ta!
Wow. That ended up being more intense than I was expecting. Sorry, I guess you got a little bit blindsided by all of that. But I promise, That's probably the most intense you'll ever see her. It's all downhill from here. Really. Well, it makes me really happy that you like her. It means the world to me that you both could get along. Kind of. You handled yourself really well, too. I guess with how much time you spend reading, and, well, with how bad you are at picking up hints, I kind of assumed you wouldn't be so capable in a situation like that. You're always surprising me. That's just one more thing I love about you. Now, I think we both deserve a break. Come here, let's snuggle for a bit. I am so happy right now. Thank you, my treasure.